As we come to today's central moment, and I do welcome you, I can't help but think of something I often say to the church family here at Central Assembly in Springfield. I'll say, you know, I can't do your spiritual growing for you. I can help equip you, but I can't go after God for you. I can't obey God for you. I can't do your growing for you. And a part of that is a responsibility I think all of us have as we steward our spiritual growth is to make sure we have prayer partners. I know I have prayer partners. My wife Sandy has prayer partners. There need to be people in our lives who need to know how to pray for us specifically and regularly. We all need covering in prayer. And when we come to Exodus 17, as we continue to follow Israel in their wanderings through the wilderness, we come to a very powerful picture of the importance of prayer in the spiritual battle we're all facing. For the first time, we find Israel having to take up swords and fight a battle. It's because the Amalekites had attacked them. It goes like this in Exodus 17, verse 10. So Joshua fought the Amalekites as Moses had ordered, and Moses and Aaron and Hur went to the top of the hill. And as long as Moses held up his hands, the Israelites were winning. But whenever he lowered his hands, the Amalekites were winning. So here is Moses on a hill. He could probably oversee the battle happening in the valley. Joshua's down there leading the people. Moses is there with the staff of God. He's holding it above his head like this. And it's a symbol of calling out to the Lord. We're saying the Lord's our banner. The Lord is our triumph. The Lord is our victory. And as long as he kept the staff up, his hands above his head, Israel would prevail. His arms would get tired, though, and so he let it down, and then the enemy began to prevail. It's a very powerful picture of the spiritual battle we're all involved in the place of prayer in it. So verse 12 said, because his hands were getting heavy, when Moses' hands grew tired, they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. So first of all, they let Moses sit down here on the top of this hill, and then Aaron and Hur, who was a him, held his hands up, one on one side. You can imagine Aaron and Hur getting on each side of him, just holding his hands up. And his hands remained steady all day until sunset. So Joshua overcame the Amalekite army with the sword. Listen, we prevail first of all on our knees. We prevail first of all by hands lifted to the Lord in faith and in prayer. And we need Aarons and Hurs around us who will help to keep our hands lifted up to the Lord. We all need intercessors in our lives. We all need prayer partners. Paul said in Ephesians 6, let all kinds of prayer be made for all God's people in all kinds of circumstances. We're to cover one another in prayer. And I love this picture, especially of Aaron and Hur, just keeping Moses' hands raised to the sky. I want to thank God for the people in my life that have just kept my hands lifted to the Lord, kept me trusting God, stood in prayer with me, even when I sometimes didn't have the faith or the strength to pray. Thank God for these amazing prayer partners in our lives. But it reminds me, and I want to remind you, that we have an ultimate prayer partner, and he's seated at the right hand of the Father. Look what the writer of Hebrews says in chapter 7, verse 25. Therefore, he, Jesus, is able to completely save those who come to God through him because he always lives to intercede for them. To intercede is to stand in. When you intercede for somebody, you stand in for them before God and call out to God on their behalf. And Jesus is guaranteeing access to God's presence as his very presence at the right hand of God, having paid for our sin and having risen from the dead. He is our intercessor. He lives to intercede for you and me. Thank God. Thank God he's for us and not against us. And so given that, we just lift our hands to him in faith again, and we thank God for him, and we thank God for the people in our lives that keep helping us call out to God and even intercede on our behalf. They are just replicating the ministry that Jesus has day and night for you and me. So, Father, thank you for sending your Son for us. Thank you that he sits at your right hand till the day Jesus comes again, and he is ever making intercession for us. Thank you that in Jesus' name we may come into your presence with freedom and confidence because he is there guaranteeing our access to you. Lord, we pray for prayer partners in our lives if we don't have them. I pray you'll help every one of us as a part of stewarding our spiritual growth to make sure, take responsibility, to have people in our lives that know how to pray for us specifically. And I pray that you will make us people of faith, keep our hands lifted to you, and may the enemy keep losing in our lives, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.